Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Marquis, Lafayette Reconsidered, by Laura Arecchio. Introduction read by Pam Ward. Read by Grover Gardner.
Introduction. On a rainy April afternoon in 2009, I found myself scrambling to keep up with a French curator who was striding purposefully across a cobblestoned courtyard at the Chateau de Versailles. Coming to a sudden stop at an unmarked door, he rifled through a ring of oversized keys, turned the latch, and switched on a light to reveal a small, sparsely furnished room coated with a fine film of dust. This was clearly not one of the chateau's most popular locations, but it contained the treasure I had come to see, a white marble bust of Gilbert du Motier, Marquis de Lafayette, 1757 to 1834. Carved in 1790 by the renowned sculptor Jean-Antoine Houdon, the bust portrays Lafayette as an officer and a gentleman. His uniform signals his cherished role as commander of the French National Guard, his powdered coiffure is expertly arranged, and his firm jaw and oblique gaze suggest absorption in matters of grave importance. As I admired this noble countenance of stone, a wry smile crept across the curator's face. Suddenly the silence was broken. "Why," asked the curator, "should we have a bust of Lafayette?" The question surprised me. "After all," I said, "Lafayette is the French hero of the American Revolution, the hero of two worlds, the apostle of liberty. I had learned about him in school and knew that he was worthy of admiration. Lafayette was just 19 years old and one of the richest men in France, when he relinquished the comforts of his station to serve the cause of freedom half